Brothers and sisters, in the last sermon, I preached under the title, Good Wisdom 1. That first session was about the theories on good wisdom, but the messages preached from today are about how we apply them and put them into action. We will briefly review the last session and then move on to today's points. First, I reminded you that being good is wisdom. As an example, I presented the episode of Lin Xiang Ru and Liam Po from the ancient China. Initially, the general Liam Po was displeased about Lin Xiang Ru's rising to the position of prime minister, even though he made less contribution for the country. With such misunderstandings, he didn't get along with them. Yet, Lin Xiang Ru prioritized the country over his personal feelings. Even though he was misunderstood, he didn't confront him. Later on, Liam Po took notice of his good intentions, knelt down before him, and begged for forgiveness. Finally, they made up and reunited, making their country stronger and richer. By the way, the Prime Minister Lin Xiang Ru didn't act that way because he anticipated such results. He only followed good in his heart and conducted himself wisely. His good deeds brought forth such beautiful fruit. That's why being good is wisdom. Based on James chapter 3, verse 17, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. I explained how being good is wisdom. In other words, if we achieve these attributes of truth, like being pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering and without hypocrisy, and practice them, we gain beautiful results. That's why they are called wisdom. Next, I told you that to receive such good wisdom, we have to achieve goodness. Thus, we should long for and pile up goodness. Second, we should figure out others' heart with the Spirit's inspiration. Third, we should meditate on and realize deeper levels of goodness. Starting from today, I'll speak to you about what kind of fruits and blessings would follow us if we receive such good wisdom. If we receive good wisdom, first, we can have wisdom to discern between good and evil and be guided onto the right path. Next, we can have wisdom to move God, thereby enjoying His answers and blessings abundantly. Lastly, we can have wisdom to move and change others and keep peace with them. Today, we'll focus on how good wisdom causes us to become able to discern between good and evil and be guided onto the right path. Brothers and sisters, if we are to pick the wisest biblical figure, one of those who would come to mind would be King Solomon, who offered proper prayer unto God and received unprecedented wisdom. As we find in today's passage, 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, as God was delighted with Solomon's 1,000 burnt offerings, He appeared to his dream and said, "Ask what you wish me to give you." So, instead of asking for riches or destruction of his enemies, Solomon asked for the ability by which he could discern between good and evil and make right judgment for his people entrusted to him. Just as we find in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 27 and 28, with God-given good wisdom, when the two harlots claimed the ownership over a single baby, King Solomon discerned between good and evil and told the true mother from the false one and handed down the right judgment. All Israel heard of this and feared. I believe that such good wisdom by which Solomon discerned between good and evil is indeed required of us who are undergoing this trial of blessings. Being given such good wisdom, not only can we discern between good and evil, but we can distinguish the true from the false like King Solomon did. In doing so, we can keep going the true path with greater conviction and lead those who discern things the wrong way and strayed into the other way back onto the right path. Then, what should we do to acquire such good wisdom by which we can discern between good and evil? We are warned in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, "Beware of the false prophets." And we are also advised in verse 20, "So then you will know them by their fruits." In short, we can discern things by fruits. People can say beautiful words any way they can, but if their fruits are not so, they are not true. Then, what kind of fruits do true people bear? They bear first the fruits of truth, second, good fruits, and third, the evidence of God's being with them. Let's talk about what specifically these fruits are. With good wisdom, first, we can discern things through the fruits of truth. Having the Bible as the standard, we can discern the fruits of truth. In our Christian life, we face moments where we have to discern well. We get to hear a lot of words from people. In hearing them, we have to examine how they live out of words rather than their words themselves. Namely, rather than hearing their words alone, we have to examine how truthful they are and how faithful they are in worship services and prayer life. As a person comes to this church, the first thing that happens to him is that lies, negative, evil, and slandering words begin disappearing from his speech. While making home visits, I also get to hear all kinds of words and rumors. Even when I happen to hear some shocking news, I mostly don't believe or follow up on them. But for exact counseling, I sometimes check the facts, but so many times, I confirm that they were totally false. I also saw many cases where the creators of those rumors changed their words or ended up not doing what they declared to do. God is delighted with confessions of faith like Joshua's or Caleb's, but they consistently say how all things would become more difficult and impossible. Let's say someone has no reason to hate a specific person, but he is quick to believe bad words about him without confirming the truth. And later on, he adds his own thoughts and joins in slandering and speaking ill of him. Then, this is totally not the fruit of truth. The same goes for his attitudes in Christian life. This year, we are restoring our first love. When people first, we will have the special dinner prayer meeting, and one of the prayer subjects is restore the first love. Brothers and sisters, do you restore the first love? Then you have to, all of you should attend the prayer meeting, special prayer meeting, and receive the fire and thereby restoring the first love. When people first come to church, experience God's love, and become filled with the Spirit, they diligently attend worship services, prayer meetings, and other all kinds of meetings, thereby being filled with grace all the time. But as they hear bad rumors, they lose the fullness. In turn, they don't go to the meetings or services as often, nor can they pray fervently as before. They often doze off during services or prayer meetings. We can say they are sick in a spiritual sense. Such phenomena can be perceived not just by others, but by themselves. While Romans chapter 8 verse 6 states that the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace, if you find yourself having lost peace and fullness and as a result, feeling uncomfortable and miserable, you have to recognize that you are spiritually diseased. Quickly overcome that state and restore the fullness of the Spirit. In our social life as well, we have to discern well between good and evil. Out in the world are cases where people suffer great loss by being scammed, swindled, or falling for lies. Unfortunately, we see things happening even among believers in the Lord. But we have to know that people who walk the right path are never scammed, swindled, or fall for lies. But some individuals are deceived with their greed, as they hear they will make great profits or find incredibly good deals. They are quick to make decisions and suffer a huge loss. But those who walk the right path accurately discern things and never cross the line in making decisions. For example, they don't seek interest rates above a normal range. They settle for appropriate deals according to their ability or situation. So they never fall for deceit or lies. Moreover, there is no way they would be scammed. Like this, if we discern between good and evil with the fruits of truth, we can avoid deceit. While choosing only what is true, we never get in trouble. Therefore, I urge you to discern whether others or yourselves are bearing fruits proper in light of the truth and follow only what is true, thereby bearing only fruits of truth. With good wisdom, secondly, we can discern things through good fruits. You know, while the two harlots argued over a baby, King Solomon could figure out who the true mother was by seeing who had a good and loving heart towards the baby. He knew that a true mother wouldn't bear to see her own son dying. When the king ordered that the living baby be split into two by a sword and each half be given to the woman equally, the true mother burned with motherhood and gave up the ownership solely to save the baby. Through this, the king could figure out who the true mother was. What we've learned so far is goodness, which is the heart of God. Having come to this church, we've received abundant grace through the shepherd's messages and developed conviction of salvation, hope for our Lord's return, and New Jerusalem, and true faith. Moreover, people have been healed of incurable and terminal diseases, families have found peace, and people have received blessings in their businesses or workplaces. No one can deny this. Such things cannot be bought with money. Having experienced such great favor and blessings, if anyone turns all these things into nothing after just hearing some bad words, this is never a duty of man. On top of that, if he forsakes that grace and makes up and spreads evil words and slurs in attempts to destroy the church and its workers, this is never a good fruit belonging to God. People of God can never do evil. While he was filled with God's grace and the Spirit, he referred to senior pastor as his spiritual father and called us the family in faith. But now he's turned these things into nothing. Even worldly people, if they have even a slightest bit of conscience, they cannot do so. Of course, out in the world are cases where family members fight and sue one another for money or inheritance. Still, many people point fingers at them or criticize them. Because if there is even a little bit of love in a family, such things can never happen. This way, we can see whether someone is bearing good fruits or not. If his fruit is not a good one, we should never follow him. I once heard that even out in the world, as people diligently follow and achieve goodness, they can predict future events, precisely sense others' goodness and cheerfulness, and discern correctly. For instance, back in the Joseon Dynasty, the official Yi Li devoted himself to achieving goodness in his art. His good heart enabled him to predict that Japan will wage war against the country. So he proposed to the king that the country prepare 100,000 troops in advance. Another example is that back in the ancient China, the famous prime minister Guan Zhong was excellent at political affairs. In addition, he was able to see through man's heart. Before his death, he repeatedly warned his king about the three of officials whom the king trusted. He notified him that they would betray, so he should stay vigilant against them. But the king didn't heed that warning. As a result, the king was betrayed by the three and faced a miserable death. Even nowadays, we find a great many cases where a company was betrayed by individuals trusted by the CEO and suffers trouble. People say that human resources affairs is everything. Among all employees, hiring executives is a critical issue that determines the company's destiny. But as the CEO or the owner of the company achieves goodness in heart, he can discern whether a person is good or truthful. I heard this story of a president of a company. There was an applicant who seems to stand out on the outside, but for some reason he didn't feel like hiring him. There was another applicant who fell short of physical qualities, but he felt like hiring him for some reasons unknown. But later on, he turned out to be so faithful and honest, saved the company from crisis, and greatly helped them. Like this, our good heart leads us to bear beautiful fruit. Thus, I challenge you to try all the more to bear good fruits, receive good wisdom, discern things well through good fruits, and only pursue goodness. With good wisdom, we can discern things through the evidence of God's being with a person. We find in the Bible that the prophets and the apostles were followed by evidences of God's being with them. Of course, good fruits that belong to God were born as well. When God is with a person, first, His words are guaranteed. Second, He is accompanied by works of power. And third, He has evidences of blessings. First, let's talk about His words being guaranteed. As said in Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, "Thus Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail." We can confirm that the words of servants guaranteed by God are fulfilled without fail. We remember Senior Pastor repeatedly saying, "I have to come to a complete death." Even though he had already been drained of energy on our account, he repeatedly said, "I have to die completely. I have to reach the complete death." And I believe this situation he's going through is the fulfillment of his words. Furthermore, until last November, before Pastor Soo-jin Lee returned as acting senior pastor, she was so distressed, both physically and mentally, and had no confidence. But just as senior pastor, we assured her that if she went back to church, she would do a good job. And as soon as she returned, she got whole new strength. And as all of us can testify, she's been carrying out her duties well, with great power. So we firmly believe that just as declared by our beloved senior pastor, he would attain to 100% point of the power of recreation and come forth as resurrection. Hallelujah. Second, he's being accompanied by works of power. Even in the Bible, God didn't directly show up to people saying, "I am God." But he worked through prophets or apostles who won his recognition in their time. Even so, those who left this church or lost trust in senior pastor denied the fact that God worked through senior pastor and claimed that everything was simply done by God. We have to know that such claims are never biblical. Let's say you were stricken with a terminal disease and saved from death by receiving a prayer from a pastor. Then you would thank him wholeheartedly and go around saying that you were healed by receiving a prayer from him. You wouldn't just say, "God healed me," would you? Even though Psalm chapter 62 verse 11 tells us that power belongs to God, most of those who lost trust in senior pastor argue, why do you only emphasize power? Power is manifested in other churches as well. They attempt to deny or downsize power. In the church that I previously attended, I saw the pastor repeatedly mention how he drove a demon out of one of the church members for months. As far as I remember, for about 3 months. Because mere words have a limit to leading people to believe in God, it was only natural that he repeatedly reminded them of that convincing evidence. But the problem is, when such evidences are rare, pastors have no testimonies to share, even if they want to. Of course, God is alive and at work, and His power can be manifested in other churches or ministries. But out of Man Min, if there was a church where such power is continuously manifested on a great scale, there is no question that the church would become widely known and enjoy remarkable revival. But we can hardly find such a church nowadays. When senior pastor conducted overseas crusades and manifested explosive works of the Holy Spirit, and recently, when our fellow pastors performed the works of power with the handkerchief on which senior pastor prayed, the local pastors there confessed that they've never seen such works of power and that their country is in desperate need of such works. So, when people deny or downsize those works of power that give great glory to God, how could God be pleased? We shouldn't do so. Third, he's having the evidence of blessings. Some people claim that Christians shouldn't emphasize material blessings. Of course, it is wrong to favor money over faith or spiritual matters. But as we look at the Bible, we find that except for the time when the disciples and apostles lived in afflictions and persecutions, in those times, they had to abandon everything to keep faith. But in the Old Testament time, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph were all blessed, both spiritually and physically, and all things were prosperous with them. Deuteronomy chapter 28 promises us that if we live out of words, we will be blessed whether we come in or go out. In Malachi, God assures us that if we give Him whole tithes, He will pour out a blessing until it overflows. Also, in the New Testament times, God told us that if our soul prospers, we will be prospered in a physical way and enjoy good health. When Israel lived by the words, both the country and its people prospered and God's blessings overflowed. For God's kingdom to be accomplished mightily, there has to be sufficient finances so that we can provide relief to people and carry out all missionary works. While we enjoy God's blessings and help others, as we share the gospel with our neighbors and relatives, we can confidently say, if you come to church, you will be blessed. In doing so, we can easily bear fruits in sharing the gospel. During home visits, I often hear that people who remained steadfast in faith during this trial of blessings are being blessed abundantly. Regrettably, however, I also hear cases where those who left the church are in trouble. This is not to say whoever leaves the church gets in trouble. Wherever you are, if you live out of words, you can be blessed with God being with you. But living in this tough world, if we are to stay in God's protection like the Israelites in Goshen, we have to always stay awake in prayer and live a life set apart from the world. But without the gospel of holiness and fervent prayer at this church, it's not easy to overcome the world, sins and evil. As time goes by, the Lord's coming draws near. I myself have attended a different church, but there aren't many churches telling people to wholly live out of words. So people just habitually attend services and enjoy themselves. it's not easy for them to pray more and stay on alert. As they fail to pray and live out worse, they cannot be protected. As they get drenched in sins more, they come under the control of Satan. In turn, they get into deeper trouble and tribulations, diseases, and disasters. Thus, I urge you to become wise Christians who can discern the evidence of God's being with a person and only pursue the way in which God works. It's time to conclude today's message. Personally, I received tremendous grace while attending the 2002 India United Crusade. When senior pastor was praying for the sick on the stage, pastors came down and helped the patients receive prayer with faith. With India's economic and healthcare situation, there was a little child whose leg bones were crooked a lot, and his legs were so thin that he couldn't walk well. As a former medical college student, and according to my knowledge in medicine, I could never imagine him being able to walk. But not long after that, that child walked up on stage with his mother and testified. I was astonished to see that. What was more amazing was that one of the church members informed me that when she was watching a Christian program on cable TV, they introduced the Christianity situation in India, saying that the Christian population drastically increased from 3% to 7%. They showed one of the scenes from Senior Pastor's India United Crusade. Hearing this, I could easily assume that because there were several guests from Korean Christian newspapers, some good-hearted person in that Christian TV heard about the news and decided to use the scene from Senior Pastor's Crusade. Considering India's enormous population, just a 1% increase involves a tremendous number of people. Why do you think the Christian population more than doubled in India? It was because Senior Pastor's India Crusade was attended by an unprecedented number of 3 million people and broadcast live, by even non-Christian channels. Moreover, healing works happened to many viewers as well as the people at the scene. That's why the Christian population increased dramatically. You just saw on the screen, I'm telling the truth. I remember that after the 3 rounds of trial from 1998 to 1999, starting from the early 2000, the salty seawater near Muamamin Church turned into sweet water of power by Senior Pastor's prayer that transcends space and time. People who drank it or applied it began experiencing healing works. And in July of that year, Uganda Crusade was held and was reported by CNN. From then on, 12 overseas crusades were held on a great scale, and the works of God's power were manifested in marvelous ways. We vividly remember how this church and senior pastor came forth as resurrection. Not only me, but all of you remember that moment, right? The same way, 20 years later, as I witnessed peace coming upon this church and the works of God's power are being manifested more amazingly from the year 2020, which is the third year of this trial. I personally received a lot of grace during the divine healing meeting conducted by Pastor Soojin Lee. A lady from Colombia, she had some teeth problems, but by the prayer, her teeth came back in place automatically. As for me, I'm going to the dentist. I'm paying a lot of money to the dentist, but that lady from Colombia received prayer and her teeth, and her tooth came back in place for free. I'm convinced that senior pastor is close to the 100% point of the power of creation. At such a time as this, all of us should examine and solidify our faith, acquire wisdom to discern between good and evil so that we don't waver but only race towards New Jerusalem. In doing so, we can all receive blessings and become spiritual warriors who are preciously used to accomplish the world evangelization with senior pastor. To that end, we need to acquire good wisdom to discern between good and evil. With good wisdom, first, we can discern through the fruits of truth. Second, through good fruits. And third, through the evidence of God's being with a person. I hope and pray that you will keep your firm conviction, finish your course, and fight the good fight so that you can be commended by our Lord at His coming, receive the crown of righteousness, and make sure to enter New Jerusalem, which all of us dearly look forward to entering.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.